traveled from Nazareth to Bethlehem to pay their taxes in the man's birthplace. It was Caesar's decree, after all. It was terribly crowded in the town, with so many others doing the same, and the only lodgings to be found were in a stable. Desperate for shelter and privacy, no matter how humble, that second-hand stable became the birthplace of the child born that night, the child Jesus, the Son of God. Prophecy was fulfilled in that place on that night of nights, that night of miracles. That night changed the universes. It changed this earth, all history, all humanity, you, me. That night, there were shepherds watching over the sheep. Humble men, poor men, simple men, perhaps lonely, cold men that night, when an angel appeared in the night sky. An angel telling shepherds that they should not be afraid as they cowered and shook and hid and pointed at this sight beyond comprehension. They willed their limbs to stop quaking and listened in awe at angel words of joy to all people, words of a child that had been born who was Savior, who was Christ, who was Lord, who was yet a baby, wrapped in simple cloth and resting in the farm animal's manger. Then the heavens rend with the sound of many, many angels praising God Almighty. The shepherds, no doubt, are prone by now and amazed and dazed and terrified and hopeful and wondering and awed and unsure. They decide to go to see if this is true. They go to Bethlehem. They seek. They find him. Can you imagine that sight? No, we really can't. There are only the glimpses we have during prayer. During the times we commune with God with all our hearts that we can even imagine this moment in part. They worship him. The core of their being realizes who this is, and worship flows from their souls like lifeblood. How could they not worship him? They praise God. Thankfulness wells up in rivers of joy. Perhaps they give him what they have in homage and love. A lamb, a piece of fruit, or warm cloth. More likely, they fall beside the child in tears, realizing they have nothing but love and gratitude to offer. Understanding it is enough. Perhaps they understand in fractional amount the difference this night of God with man will make. Then they slip away into the night to tell. No longer cold and no longer merely shepherds, but changed men forever that have seen God in the flesh, men who have experienced Emmanuel, God with us, God in us, God here. The joy of Jesus spills over from their hearts, and they tell abroad what was told them. It was too good to keep. They praised God and glorified God and shared the excitement. It was to be shared everywhere with everyone. No quiet about it. Telling, shouting, shock, joy, recounting what news they had like no other news the world had ever heard. We are to give to others what God has given us. It made the hearers wonder and perhaps seek him too. The shepherd's excitement was contagious. We too are the shepherds. We have heard the angel's message in our hearts and found him as our Savior. And it is now our time to turn from the wondrous sight and step back into the cold and share Christ with the world. May God bless you as you do.